Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. Where are we starting this afternoon?
We are starting with director Len Wiseman, the director of movies like Underworld and Live Free or Die Hard. He's been hired to direct Ballerina. This is a
not a ballet music.
No, this is rather. Not a ballet. No, this is a spin-off of the John Wick franchise. Now, we'll talk about that in a second because it has been so successful. But in this sort of spin-off, they're going to focus on a young female assassin who seeks revenge against the people who killed her family. The character was briefly glimpsed in John Wick Chapter 3, and it's sort of unclear at this point if Keanu Reeves will feature in the movie or will he have a cameo in the movie. Anyway, talking about the John Wick series itself, they're moving on to Chapter 4. It remains on track for release May 2021. The recent third film generated more than $323 million worldwide at the box office.
Wow.
And it actually has become the highest grossing home entertainment title that Lionsgate has released in more than 5 years. I just wouldn't have thought that about the franchise, but there you go.
There you go.
A lot of fans of it out there, and now they're getting a spin-off.
Now, director Guy Ritchie, we last saw him directing Disney's remake of Aladdin. What is he doing next?
So he's going to do a revenge-based action thriller film.
Back to his old kind of style.
It's rights to it, to an older movie that was taken up from Studio Canal, and it follows the story of H, who's a cold and mysterious character working at a cash truck company responsible for moving hundreds of millions of dollars around Los Angeles each week. Now, the story weaves through a suspenseful and carefully constructed narrative. The film shifts across timelines and between various characters' perspectives for a thrilling and mind-bending experience. So that sounds very much like the type of movie that he is good at. He's a really good sort of stylistic action director as well. And he's going to join forces again with Jason Statham, who's going to be in this movie. Ritchie said in a statement, which I thought was quite funny, he said, "I'm looking forward to bringing this story to life and working with Jason while he still has the use of his knees." So
Poor Jason.
Yeah.
Right, so. Well, that, we know exactly what to expect from that movie,
do.
Don't we, really?
We do indeed.
Okay, you've news of another director.
Yeah, this is Albert Hughes, done the likes of Alpha and The Book of Eli. He's been set to direct the true story, ultra-realistic action thriller feature, North Hollywood. Now, this is penned by the writer of Inside Man, and it's the story that deals with the deadly February 1997 North Hollywood shootout, where the LAPD and a pair of bank robbers with a military-grade arsenal engaged in a morning gun battle on the San Fernando Valley streets. It is considered the largest shootout in the history of U.S. law enforcement, and in the end, both suspects were killed, while 12 officers and 8 bystanders were injured, and bullet holes from about 2,000 rounds of ammunition were ultimately found. Advanced discussions are underway to assemble a large ensemble cast for this, and the filming will begin early next year in New Mexico.
Okay. Meanwhile, Inspector Gadget, you've been sort of mentioning Inspector Gadget hitting the big screen. What's the latest news on it?
Yeah, so it looks like it's going to go ahead. The producers from the recent live action movie Aladdin have boarded the project. So they're going to sort of take on this iconic 1980s cartoon character at Disney. They've brought in some Saturday Night Live writers to work on the script as well. But the original series, for anybody that remembers it, follows a sort of bionic Inspector Clouseau type.
Yes.
Who would sort of command an endless array of inventions built into his body. His arch enemy was a Dr. Claw, who was the leader of the Mad Organization, while Gadget was helped by his smart niece Penny and her crafty dog Brain. So the series was previously adapted to screen in 1999 with Matthew Broderick starring in the lead role. Rupert Everett was also in the movie as well. But the writers that they've brought in, this is Mikey Day and Streeter Seidel, are also going to be working on the upcoming Home Alone reboot that the Disney Plus streaming service are working on as well. So they're going to be busy.
A couple of presidential tales coming up. The first one starring David Oyelowo.
Yes, so he's going to star in Bill Clinton's, the adaptation of Bill Clinton's novel, The President Is Missing.
This is the one he wrote with James Patterson.
With James Patterson, yes. So it's been ordered as a pilot. So in it, you've got a powerless and politically aimless vice president president, who unexpectedly becomes president halfway into the administration, first term, despite his every wish to the contrary. Showtime themselves have described the character as sort of walking right into a secret, world-threatening crisis both inside and outside the White House, attacked by both friends and enemies alike, with scandal and conspiracy swirling around him. He's confronted with a terrible choice: keep his head down, toe the party line and survive, or act on his stubborn, late developing conscience and take a stand. The Invictus writer Anthony Peckman is going to write and executive produce The President Is Missing. This was published last summer to sell about 2.3 million copies in America alone, and the rights to it were acquired by Showtime about a couple of months before
just
it was even released.
Before it was even released, before they just went, released. Yes, we'll have a bit of
we'll
that.
We'll have that, thank you.
Well, we all enjoyed the casting news during the week that broke that Brendan Gleeson will play President Trump. I mean, it's fantastic.
It's a surprise one, I have to say. And alongside him will be Jeff Daniels, who's set to star as the former FBI director, James Comey. So this is CBS Studios. They're making a four-hour event miniseries based on Comey's novel, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership. He was dismissed from his job at the FBI role in May 2017 after President Trump took objection to his handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. He learned of his dismissal from a TV news report that played in the background in the middle of his speech to agents at a Los Angeles field office. In addition to that cast that you've just mentioned, Michael Kelly, who people will know as Doug in House of Cards, will play acting FBI director Andrew McCabe. They have a good writer on board as well, Billy Ray, who was one of the writers on Captain Phillips, has been brought in to write it. The filming is going to begin in November, and we wish Brendan Gleeson good luck.
Well, we do. Well, you know, he's played Churchill, he's played Michael Collins, he's played some of the big wigs, so there you go.
Play Trump as well.
We wish him well with that.
He's been playing the world, so why not?
We wish Brendan Gleeson well with it. Meanwhile, a very fine-looking Kerry Film Festival on the way.
An excellent-looking Kerry Film Festival. It's celebrating its 20th edition, and they've got a great lineup of films and industry events, documentaries, animation coming to the kingdom. It's going to take place from the 17th to the 20th of October in Killarney, with screenings in the Killarney Cinema and St. Mary's Church, and industry events in Killarney House and the Plaza Hotel. They've done a rebranding as well, which is really nice for the festival. But some of the highlights include Rare Beasts. This is the directing debut of actress Billy Piper. Yeah. So after great success in Venice and after making its UK premiere this week at the London Film Festival, this sort of anti-romantic comedy tells the story of Mandy, a modern woman in a crisis, raising a son in the midst of a female revolution, mining the pain of her parents' separation, and professionally writing about a love that no longer exists. This is going to be screening on the Sunday, with some guests to be announced as well for that screening. They're also going to be showing the Irish premiere of the South by Southwest winning film The Peanut Butter Falcon. It's a touching film that tells the story of Zach, a young boy with Down syndrome who runs away to fulfill his dream of becoming a professional wrestler. There's the world premiere of Terry McMahon's new film, The Prize Fighter, which promises to be a sort of sellout event because Gary Spike O'Sullivan, the Irish professional boxer who has formerly held the WBO International and Irish middleweight titles, Pascal Collins, renowned coach and manager, and director Terry McMahon will attend that screening to conduct a Q&A as well. And then there'll be a documentary screening of Heyday, the Mick Christopher story. This is about the musician who died far too young. KerryFilmFestival.com is where you'll find all the information. And in fact, there's a lot of different film festivals on. The coming up shortly is the Richard Harris Film Festival in Limerick. There's also the Offline Film Festival, which is on this weekend in Birr. So plenty to see. And Indie Cork as well is going to be on. So, you know, great opportunity to see lots and lots of different films,
which we like. New releases in cinemas this weekend. We have, well, Will Smith.
So this is CGI helping to create Will Smith looking about 23. So he plays a retiring assassin, find himself pursued by a mysterious killer that can predict his every move, and discovering then that he's been hunted by a younger clone of himself. He needs to find out why he's been targeted and who the creator is. Ang Lee actually directs this movie.
Yeah, so that's Gemini Man.
Yeah, that's Gemini Man. And then we've got A Bump Along the Way, which did very well on the festival circuit, and this stars Brona Gallagher.
Let's go back to your gaff.
My daughter's there. Let's go to yours.
I live with my man, Dad.
I'm just gonna sit there hungover all day. going to have a wee baby?
At my age? What if there's something wrong with it?
Jeez, Pam, don't talk like that.
There are definite advantages to having a baby at your age. One has more sense, more experience, and you are financially better off.
Who's the dad?
You told me that you couldn't have any Waynes.
I don't know him, darling.
Yeah, it's the wonderful Brona Gallagher there on a bump along the way.
Yeah, and it's about a single mother who becomes pregnant and much to the shame of her teen daughter. A lot of laughs in that one. Lola Pettigrew also starring in it as well. Then we have Abominable. This is about a magical yeti who must return to his family. It's animation fun for the kids. Chloe Bennett provides one of the lead voices in that movie. The Day Shall Come is about an impoverished preacher who brings home to the Miami projects, offered cash to save his family from eviction. He's no idea his sponsor works for the FBI. He plans to turn him into a criminal by fueling his madcap revolutionary dreams. Andrell McPherson and Anna Kendrick star in that movie. And then Timothy Chalamet leads the cast in The King. It's about Hal, wayward prince and heir to the English throne, is crowned Henry V after his father dies, and now the young king must navigate palace politics. And there's a really good cast in that. Robert Pattinson, Ben Mendelsohn also starring in that movie.
Very good. What TV movie are you recommending, Gareth?
So we mentioned La La Land last week, which was the movie that got read out as the potential winner of the Oscars, but this was the actual winner. It was Moonlight.
Did they plan that in judging?
I don't know, but it was all good in the end. This is Barry Jenkins' Oscar-winning drama, and it's a really nice movie. It's about a young African-American man in a rough Miami neighborhood grapples with his identity and sexuality while experiencing the everyday struggles of childhood. And it's a very sensitive movie.
Beautifully
It's
made,
really
yeah.
nicely done, and the acting is terrific in it as well. Mahershala Ali, Naomi Harris in the cast. So it's on Channel 4 tonight at 9 p.m.
That is Moonlight. Gareth, thank you very much.
Thank you.